delegates that have not reached any breakthrough in Geneva's peace talks seeking an end to the civil war in Yemen. The talks have now entered a third day. Head of the rebel delegation, Hamza al-Houthi, indicates a truce is still under negotiation.
The humanitarian truce is on the negotiating table based on the invitation of the Secretary General of the United Nations, who called for humanitarian aid. As for the internal affairs, we stress that the outside assault must stop immediately and the siege must end immediately.
Meantime, Yemen's exiled Prime Minister, Khaled Baha, has met with the Arab League chief in Cairo, and he has called for a permanent ceasefire, accusing the Houthi rebels of using the temporary humanitarian pause to seize more territory.
The obstacles facing the talks in Geneva is that the Houthis have a large delegation of some 22 members, and we are hoping to bring down the number to 7 delegates. Hopefully, we'll sit down together and solve our own national issues and go back together from Geneva to Yemen.
Unrest in Yemen has so far killed over 1,000 civilians and displaced more than 1 million. In another development, the Islamic State has claimed responsibility for 4 car bombings in Yemen's capital, Sana'a, which have killed at least 18 people and injured dozens. The blast happened as Saudi-led coalition forces continued airstrikes against the Houthi rebels in Yemen.